Greece dodges a bullet, but relief is fleeting. Yet another series of bombs go off in Nigerian churches, and a rape in South Asia touches off ethnic conflict with missionaries caught in the crossfire. These stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece dodged a bullet in the weekend elections. Cornerstone University business professor Dr. Brad Stahm explains.
Greece has essentially decided to remain in the Eurozone and essentially decided to keep adopting the euro as their currency.
The conservative New Democracy Party will form a coalition government and get down to figuring out what to do next. The relief was short-lived.
All the attention has turned to Spain. They've got record-high interest rates. They're a much bigger economy than Greece. And if they falter, that's where the contagion really will start.
AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says the results bought some time for their team to gather what they need to respond to the inevitable needs.
God is using that desperation to open their hearts to the gospel. So it gives us the opportunity as we help people to let them know that we are doing that in the name of Christ. We are showing the love of Christ to them.
It could take the rest of the year before things start to ease. Can you help in any way? We have links at our website. Next, both parties claim victory in Egypt's first presidential election since President Hosni Mubarak was ousted from power. While official vote tallies aren't expected until Thursday, President of Open Doors USA Carl Mueller says,
the last few days have proven that nothing can be predicted, really, in Egypt.
While reports indicate Egypt's interim ruling military council would hand over power, Mueller isn't so sure.
The military can rightly claim that no one got a clear majority, and so therefore they still will hold on to power until some other arrangements can be worked out.
Even though Egypt faces uncertainty, Mueller says the church is strong.
Even in the midst of all of this chaos, the spiritual openness of people to the good news of Jesus has never been greater in this part of the world.
Open Doors supports Christians in Egypt and other nations where believers are persecuted. Support their work. We have a link and more at our website. This is Mission Network News. For the third Sunday in a row, Boko Haram bombed churches in Nigeria on June 17th. Compass Direct News reports three churches were bombed, killing at least 50 and injuring over 125. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says,
it's becoming more and more the norm when Christians gather for worship to have bombings and have car bombings in northern Nigeria.
As a result, churches are using guards, building gates, and some are even retaliating.
We're called on to pray for those who persecute us. We're called on to love our enemies as followers of Christ. That's a very hard thing to do when you go to church on Sunday, realizing that there's a very real danger that there will be a bombing and you or some of your family won't make it home safely after the service.
That doesn't negate Christ's call to turn the other cheek or to spread the good news. So Nettleton says the most vital need is prayer for wisdom as believers respond. Meanwhile, feud-style revenge in a South Asian country has missionaries in the crossfire. A young woman in the country was raped 3 weeks ago by people in an opposing ethnic group. Since then, Gospel for Asia's missionaries say retaliations have gone back and forth, and it's gotten pretty dangerous. Mobs are roaming the streets and killing villagers. Many can't even leave their homes for fear of their lives. People are hiding out in the church building for refuge. Pray for their safety, would you? And did you know that around 2,700 language groups don't have a written alphabet? That means these people have to learn orally through things like stories or songs. Living Water International recently reported through Assist News Service that spreading the gospel through oral methods is growing fast. To help believers share the good news with all cultures, LWI provides oral training workshops. The next one's in October, but sign-ups are open right now. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan. Get your copy right now at 1-800-995-4828 or just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.